here with Michael Heidemann.
Hey, Esmeralda.
You're studying.
Yes, yes,
we're
I am.
Studying
this
up.
Is a vastly interesting, so I'm excited yes. to get this next guest on.
Yes. So Mr. Max Deutsch, mm-hmm. he is the creator of the Month to Master app, and it's an app that helps you learn anything in 30 days.
Oh, gosh, do I need this?
We all need this. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we all need this, right, Max?
I guess so. at least that's the idea.
So tell us what exactly is Month to Master?
Sure. So really the project Month to Master started just with myself. So it started mm-hmm. as a personal challenge to try to learn some expert level skill mm-hmm. Every month. And as I started doing that, and blogging daily about that process, I received a lot of people reaching out asking if I could coach them in a one-on-one setting to help them master their own monthly learning pursuits. And slowly over time, I realized that I couldn't scale this one-to-one coaching over the phone or by text. Mm-hmm. And so as a result, I built the app, which features an artificially intelligent version of myself or something like that, which has taken what I've seen from my coaching and the main generalizable patterns and tries to deliver it so that anybody, as you said, could learn anything in 30 days.
Okay. So say I want to learn French. How would...
Oui.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
Bonjour.
How would the app... How would I go about? Like what... How am I going to learn in 30 days?
Yeah. So the important thing to mention is the app isn't magic, right? So the app can't learn on your behalf.
Oh, man. Darn.
You still will have to do the learning part. But the idea of the app is to try to remove all the friction throughout the rest of the process. And so in all the coaching that I've done so far, what mm-hmm. I've found is that there are really two things holding people back from learning anything.
Okay.
And they're not actually specific to learning French or learning an instrument or anything like that. Really, it's just starting and remaining committed for some period of time. Mm-hmm. Right? So you've probably wanted to learn French for maybe a while now. Maybe that was just an example, right? But talking to everyone about this project, it seems that everyone has something that they've always wanted to learn, whether that is a new language or a new instrument or learning how to draw and so on.
Yeah, for sure.
But oftentimes, because it's this ambiguous thing that's not well-defined, it's much more overwhelming than it needs to be. And as a result, most people never even get started or think that they're not a language person or they're not the kind of person that would be able to learn that thing. And so what the app tries to do is it helps when you, right from the very beginning, it will help you find a measurable and trackable goal. So it'll help define what your goal is. So maybe not just learn French, but let's say you really want to learn, you want to hold a 10-minute conversation in French at a French restaurant, right? So you mm-hmm. want to be able to order and so on. And so that gives you a framework to understand how do you know when you're done learning French? Because, you know, a language is infinite in its scale. So the app will help you first find a measurable goal. Mm-hmm. And then it will help you structure your monthly learning pursuit, right? So it will help you figure out how long you're going to practice for, when you're going to practice. You'll set up notifications, so you'll get those daily reminders and the motivation you'll need. And then also the app will help create accountability. So it will either ask you to use a friend as an accountability partner mm-hmm. or share your challenge on Facebook, for example, for social accountability, or even if you want, pledge a certain amount of money so you have monetary accountability.
So how does that really work? Like, where's that money going?
Yeah, so actually the way it works or the way I'm thinking about it right now is similar to how you're prepaying for a gym membership, right? So for a number of reasons that I could get into a second, the money sort of disappears into the ether. So you're paying, you know, that amount of money as almost a commitment in the same way that you would pay for a gym membership or you would pay for a real coach, you know, a human coach or a class. And the idea is that by investing that amount of money, you're saying you know, I want to get my money's worth now, and therefore I'm going to take this more seriously. So you could choose any of those options that resonate or make the most sense for you.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but the money one would... If I'm going to lose money if I don't learn this. Yeah, no, it's quite a motivator there.
So, Max, does the money go to you then? Or where is it going? I'm still trying to grasp this a little bit.
Yeah, so right now the money will go to me and invested back into the app. So there's a lot of capabilities that I want to continue to add to the app. And so and I say this, you know, as you take that option, right? So you say, If you do choose the money option, I'm very upfront and I say, you know, this money, you're not going to get this money back. This is your way of, you know, creating your accountability, and this money will then be invested back into the capabilities of the app. And so if that's cool with you, then you can choose that option. And if not, you can, you know, you're given the opportunity to pick something else.
Yeah, okay. I could see where that could be. I mean, if you're going to be trying to learn Spanish or something like that and you drop $1,000, you better darn well learn Spanish by the end of that month.
That's right.
And so, in general, does the app cost any money?
So you can use the app completely freely, and so the answer is no.
Okay,
that's nice. Unless you want to, drop some because you can't. You know,
you got to push yourself a little bit. That's the carrot. You know, I've read about this, Max. It's such a cool thing to like bring because, you know, now it's all about how do we push ourselves and forward our own lives with technology. And I think this is a great way to do it. What was that first thing that you wanted to get done? Like, what was the inspiration and the passion driving you behind this? Like, what was it that first that conversation in France? French.
We need to learn French. Real
I think
bad.
I need to learn English first before I learn anything else. But what was that first thing that drove you? Like, what was that first experience that you had with this app?
Yeah. So for a very long time now, I've had a big list of things that I've wanted to learn, and I had casually tried to learn a few of these things, but really hadn't committed myself to learning any of them in an intense kind of way.
Yeah, I saw that you like had finished a Rubik's Cube in 17 seconds and learned some languages as well along the way.
That's right. So back in November, I declared that for a year I would commit myself to 12 months of these monthly pursuits. And for my version of accountability, I said that, and I have been blogging daily about the process. So on the first of every month, I would say, you know, here's the new challenge for the month, and here's where I'm starting out at, you know, whether I have no experience or a little experience, and here's how I'm defining success, whether that's holding a 30-minute conversation in a foreign language or solving a Rubik's Cube in under 20 seconds or so on. And then throughout the month, I document my journey to try to accomplish that particular task.
Right on. It's so interesting. So what's your kind of your background too with this? Because, I mean, Esmeralda, I don't think that I could create my own app anytime soon.
Yeah,
I'd have to have
or
some
build
kind
a
of like...
self-driving car. I saw that in your thing. I was like, oh wow.
So you have like a great technological background. And what's your credibility here, Max?
Yeah. So I think there's two points of credibility, right? So on the technology front, I do have a day job, and so. I think as a technologist, as a product manager, and an engineer at a tech company out here in San Francisco, and I also run a app development company. So I, you know, build apps for clients and so on. So I, you know, from a technology perspective, sort of what I get paid for is building apps and building software. So I have that muscle, but I think more importantly, the credibility comes in more from the learning angle, right? So, and I think the proof is best seen not from any sort of credential, but really just from the results I've had so far. So, in the past 8 months, as you guys were alluding to, you know, other than just solving a Rubik's Cube in 20 seconds, or holding a 30-minute conversation in a foreign language, in my case, I spoke Hebrew, I've also learn to draw realistic portraits and land a standing backflip and build a self-driving car and become a grandmaster of memory, and a number of other things.
Yeah.
And I've documented the entire process from here's where I am right now, knowing almost nothing, to here's the last day of the month where I've either sharing a video of the 30-minute conversation in Hebrew or a video of the Rubik's Cube solving and so on. And so I think the proof really comes in, demonstrating that, one, it is possible to learn these things using the system that is integrated into the app, and two, that I have the experience undergoing these challenges myself.
Yeah, for sure. No, that's it's amazing. We need to take a break. Can you hold on for us, Max?
Absolutely.
Perfect. So you're listening to 720 WGN, Mike Esmeralda, and we'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to WGN Radio. This is Michael and Esmeralda Leon tonight.
Hello.
So great to see you, Esmeralda.
Yeah, you too.
You know what I like about you?
What's that?
That you're very ambitious.
Oh.
You have many things going for you, and we have the great Max Deutsch. I hope I'm pronouncing that correct. He has the Month to Master app, which is one of the coolest apps that I've seen in the last few months.
Yeah.
And it gives you the chance to do anything you wanted to do, whether it be learn a Rubik's Cube blindfolded, to learning a new language, learning how to dance, playing mm-hmm. guitar, I don't know, peeling a banana correctly, whatever you want to do.
You don't know how to do that? We will teach you in 30 days,
they
right, Max?
They will teach you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The idea is that with the app, you can theoretically learn anything in 30 days.
Right on. And I think that's very cool. And it's a very good thing for people to have. You know, we're actually going to take some calls, too. If you want to talk to the master himself before our news break, call us at 312-981-7200 and tell us, what do you want to master in a month? I mean, there's so many great things that you can do with your life. You might as well just get on the horse.
You can do standing backflips and all that stuff.
That was the most impressive of all of them.
It is, Max. Mm-hmm. That's pretty insane. Have you gotten to use that anywhere?
So I have. You know, the interesting thing about that challenge is that going into it, I thought it was completely a physical challenge, right? So mm-hmm. I would have to strengthen my legs and jump higher and strengthen my core so I could tuck in the air. But really, it turned out to be a challenge in fear.
I could imagine.
A complete mental challenge, right? So on day one, I had the physical abilities to do a backflip, and the month I really spent just trying to overcome the fear and convince myself that it's okay to go upside down and not land on my head.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, that's a complete fear. I also, this 5-minute improvisational blues guitar solo, do you know how to play guitar or did you have to learn from day one?
I do now. Even from day one, I did have some experience strumming chords and so on, but the idea was to take that to the next level.
That is pretty cool. I'm amazed when people know how to play guitar because I'm like, that's too much for me. But I could learn.
Yes, you could.
In 30 days.
In just a month. You can do whatever you want to do. And I think that it's cool that you're hyper-focused on just a certain aspect of things. I think that that's a really important thing to do. And, you know, you mentioned a really important part of learning anything, which is confidence and the role that confidence plays in doing these things. Mm. Now, you talked about you have with this app, words of encouragement that come up on the app every once in a while to keep you motivated. What are some of the things that this app is telling you while you're trying to learn how to do a standing backflip?
Right. So in the first version of the app, I'm really focused, once you get going, once your learning structure is set up, on a daily basis, the app really focuses on two things. So it helps you diagnose how you're feeling. So mm-hmm. as I've been coaching a lot of people, one of the things I found is that most people have less trouble with the actual learning, but are usually more, struggling with the psychological aspects, right, as you point out, right? So maybe they're frustrated or tired or overwhelmed or don't have the confidence. And so with the app, you have a chance to express, one of these emotions, and the app talks you through mostly sort of as an empathizer, right? So everyone that's learned anything has been overwhelmed or tired or mm-hmm. frustrated or confused. And so the app really just tries to walk through that emotion with you. And the truth is, if you're feeling any of those things, it's probably a good sign. Because mm-hmm. if you're not, you're probably not, pushing yourself outside your comfort zone and actually trying to learn something new.
Has anyone come back from the app and been like, this was amazing and I learned this?
So the app actually just launched a week ago.
So, oh, okay. So there's still time.
There are a bunch of people in the middle of their month-long challenges. Before that, I've been coaching people over text message, and those people have done great things, everything from learning how to play jazz piano to learning to draw to building iPhone apps. So definitely, you know, my past students have really seen exciting results, and so I'm excited to see how the students of the app do as well.
Very nice. So where can we find it?
Yeah,
so the best place to find the app is on the Month to Master website. So you can either search for Month to Master or go to monthtomaster.com. So monthtomaster.com.
And I have a bone to pick.
Sure.
Is it only Apple?
Yeah, right now it's only for the iPhone, but the Android app is a work in progress.
Okay,
so,
very good.
Stay tuned for that.
us Apple people are much more ambitious, as Esmeralda.
Yeah, I'm going to have to buy an iPhone now.
I think you do.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, Max.
Max, before we let you go, thanks again for joining us here on WGN Radio tonight. You know, I kind of, this year, I wanted to do three things. I wanted to learn how to cook better, I wanted to learn how to exercise correctly, and I wanted to learn how to dance better. And I had these going on since the beginning of the year. I saw this amazing guy in Nashville. So, Esmeralda, get this. A guy rolls into this honky-tonk, mustache. He kind of looked like Wilford Brimley with a big 10-gallon cowboy hat on.
Okay.
And like, we were listening to music. He goes into this bar, grabs the best-looking girl in the bar, and dances with her for one song, drinks a beer, and then leaves. Like, everyone was stone-cold silent. How did this guy do this? Mm-hmm. And then just roll through.
The Month to Master app?
Lo and behold, 10 months later, he told me it's the month for the Master app. Yeah. No, but that was the thing. Like, I wanted to see how to do that. So what would you tell me if I wanted to just learn how to dance and I wanted to learn how to just do one solid dance at the local honky-tonk or at the local bar and I wanted to impress people? What would be the first step that I would have to take after I incorporate myself into this Month to Master app?
Yeah, so I think the first thing, you know, the very first step is to figure out, to make that goal more specific, right? So to figure out what kind of dance is that, and, you know, for how long, like, you know, so do you want to do, you know, this X kind of dance for 2 minutes, let's say. And then once you're clear about that, the next step is to seek out an expert in that capacity. And whether that's a real person or a YouTube video or someone's blog, in the case of dance, in the case of physical skills, I would always recommend finding someone in person that can guide you through the process. One, it will give you a little bit more accountability. You'll be accountable to this person. But two, you know, there's no way to practice anything by reading about it. You know, you have to do the thing that you want to learn. And so in the case of dance, you're going to have to dance. And so finding a partner that's either willing to you know, dance with you for free, or, you know, if you could find a coach that is in your budget, I would say that would be the next step.
Finding the dance partner is the hardest part, Max.
Right. I'll be your dance partner. So,
thanks, Esmeralda.
And so the good news is the next versions of the app, I'm focused on actually helping curate the best learning resources and materials and instructors. So hopefully, you know, in the future, you come to the app, you can say, you know, I'm looking to learn to dance, and the app will be able to find that person for you. In the meantime, you know, what I found to be, you know, in the way that I found, for example, my backflip coach when I did that challenge, was I just posted on Facebook and I said, hey, you know, next month I'm trying to learn how to backflip. Does anyone know someone that could teach me and has access to a gym where we can practice? And I received, you know, a couple replies, and I found my coach in that way. And so I think it's I think we, in our heads, we make these things, make it seem harder than it actually is. So I would encourage you to, you know, reach out to your network on Facebook, and, you know, search a little bit on Google. I think oftentimes we give up before we even try.
All right, Max. Thank you so much. Month to Master app. Very cool. You can find it where again?
You can find it at monthtomaster.com, or you can search Month to Master on Google.
This was very awesome. Thank you so much, Max, for talking to us and sharing your app.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.